With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Death above, death becomes. Be wild, be wild. I blew my faith, I screwed it good. I was a talent, shit, I wouldn't do what I should. Be wild, be wild, be wild, be wild, babe. I put my apron on before we break this bread. I'm taking remedies to dumb down my head. Be wild.
After a brief hiatus, welcome to Podcart with myself, Phoebe, and my lovely co-presenter, Helena.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. How are you?
Fair to middling. Let's go with that. I'm not going to lie. What's the point in lying?
Yeah, honesty is the best policy.
Yeah, I'm not going to start a fucking podcast and say, yeah, everything's tickety-boo. So,
well done for your honesty.
How are you?
I am medium to well done.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's good. Everything's ticking over.
That is good. Yeah, well, at least we're not poor.
Yes, that is correct.
Or rare.
Rare. No, rare we are shelving for another day. Okay. Everything is good. You've just heard the sounds of Libra with a song called Tongues. I played their debut single called Animali here on Podcart a few months ago. They are a four-piece from Brighton, and if you have been floating about the festival scene, then you might have caught them at the Great Escape or a couple of other festivals over the summer. I am really excited to hear some new music off them. The first single that I played here, we were both absolutely losing our minds too. So to see that they have returned at the end of July was really a good, happy, positive thing. And the video is even more mental than the one for their debut. So I recommend that you go and check that out.
We play a lot of music on the podcast, and it's like a sieve. You'll remember one or two, I guess, and really fully invest. And unfortunately, that's the reality of doing this. And they're definitely one of the ones that have stayed with me. So I'm really pleased when I saw that you'd picked another one of their tracks. And I really want to see them live now, because I think it's going to be one of those experiences that does stay with you.
Definitely.
Now, an artist that we both picked, and Phoebe actually had to change one of her choices, which is always an excellent sign, and this is Wallace, Frame by Frame. Wallace, frame by frame. I'm going to be a bit slow in talking about this because it's so good. Hometown is Wellington in New Zealand. I believe she now resides in Sydney. Her voice has been compared to the likes of Erykah Badu, which is a more than fair observation. And it's, I think it's more about the production on the track that really elevates her vocal as well. It's just bonkers how good that is. And it's packed with attitude, confidence, and it's just so accomplished in sound. I was explaining to Phoebe when we were listening to that song, last year I played a lot of artists from New Zealand and wrote about a lot, but it was more indie, rock and shoegaze. So this is kind of completely different and it's so nice.
It's amazing. And I think you're totally right. It always shows that we're onto a winner when we've both picked the same person.
Yeah.
So yeah, the fact that we were both determined to get this one in this week shows how fantastic it is. It makes me feel like the production quality of it, I kind of sound, for me, it feels like I'm floating underwater and it's all kind of mesmerizing down to me. I mean, that kind of floating quality that it's giving me as well, it makes me feel so relaxed, like I am just weightless when I'm listening to it. It's such a strong entry for a new artist. I love it.
Do you remember the, it was an artist called Pogo? And they took like Disney and cartoons and they sampled them and made songs out of them. There was one called Alice, there was one to do with Alice in Wonderland. And it almost kind of partly reminds, that Wallace track almost reminds me of Pogo. I'll play it to you.
Please do.
But for anyone, it was huge. It kind of went a bit viral. And just the production, but there's something about it that taps into that, which is quite interesting.
That is interesting. I look forward to hearing that. Well, now we have Dizzy with their new song called Backstroke.
On you, over coffee, I pick your brain all afternoon, pick up your coffee.
Sleep.
You just heard Canadian quartet Dizzy with their song called Backstreet. They are signed to Communion Music and Royal Mountain Records. And that track is lifted from the band's new forthcoming debut album called Baby Teeth, which is due to come out on the 17th of August. Interestingly enough, it has been produced by the Grammy-nominated producer and engineer Damien Taylor. Sorry, Damien, you are Grammy-nominated, not Gammy-nominated. Damien has previously worked with Arcade Fire, Braids and Bjork, but for me, I think that he still somehow manages to capture that hometown band essence beautifully, even though he's worked with much bigger artists. I am a really big fan of that. They stormed onto the scene last year, and since then I've been keeping a track of their singles, and I think that that has been the strongest one for me so far.
Yes, really beautiful. However, since you've mentioned Gammy, do you think it means something different in Scotland than it does mean in everything everywhere else?
I think it might.
So you need to explain what it means and why we're laughing.
Well, I don't know, maybe I've not got the Scottish interpretation. For me, it means like disgusting and gross and that's it.
Oh wow, we've gone, you do not know the definition that I know about. So I'll tell you I'm sure that it's another kind of meaning for BJ.
Oh, I've never come
that's
across
it. That's why I was laughing so much.
Wow, you learn something new every day. I mean,
I am so sorry for Dizzy for like bringing this down so much.
Well, I'm quite here for it. The fact that I've never heard that expression after living in Glasgow for 7 years.
I'm going to look into this when we have our next break. But wow.
Well, there you go. Make of that what you will, Dizzy
I'm
fans.
I'm sure I've heard that slang term in Scotland saying, gonna give me a gammy.
That does not sound pleasant in any way.
Well,
I mean,
it isn't, is
I
it?
Feel like gummy would be more of an appropriate name. Oh my god, moving swiftly on.
I am so sorry, Dizzy, your track was beautiful. This is Charles Fauna with Something Human.
You cast a lonely shadow, lonely shadow, long ago. Teach me to hold my head up, I am no one. Feeling some feeling, feeling some feeling.
That was Charles Fauna with Something Human. I'm just going to quote some of the lyrics, and it's, you always got the worst of, got the worst of, got worst of me. I hope you don't think that is all I am. And those lines kept catching me when I was listening to it, and I got super emotional listening to it. And I think it obviously caught me at a vulnerable time. I'm PMSing off my nut at the moment, so that might have something to do with it. But I think his vocals like butter, and there's some beautiful elements and licks in there. Melodically, it's everything that I love in pop music. He's based in Brooklyn. The thing that I really love about the song as well is that it doesn't, it kind of, it hints as if it's going into a massive crescendo, but it doesn't do it.
Yes.
And that's what I love about it. It's like teasing the shit out of you.
Yes, I can't, you've literally just taken the words out of my mouth. At the beginning, I thought this is going to build up into a great big elation, and then it just didn't, and that's great.
Yeah.
It's totally unexpected, and I think it sounds like a wedding after movie music track, and also maybe even a festival promo to get everyone feeling all hyped up. It is just beautiful, and yeah, hit me right in my feelings.
It's perfect for sync. That needs to get on everywhere. I love chick flicks, and like you said to me, I just think that that is maybe taps into all that kind of stuff for me, that romance.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well done, Charles Fauna.
I know. Well done, Charles. Charles? Well done, Charles. Okay, next.
Now we are going to have a tune called Nomads by a lady called Esther.
Blood on the snow had turned into gold, and it shone in the wake of the message. Dry road, we passed young and old, their belongings held in their pockets. No man, where we're gonna wander now? Across the border, over the valley to a sunrise far beyond. Sunrise, Bobby, oh, the man.
Esther is a girl with an NPC that she calls Lola. And from her and Lola with that track Nomad, I get Janelle Monáe and Solange vibes. Esther describes herself as electric blue witch hop producer. And honestly, I didn't know that that genre was even a thing. But that, you know what? Listening to her debut album, which is called My Design on Others' Lives, which is an amazing name, I can see that actually electric blue witch hop is a thing, and I love it. The album draws from so many different musical styles and influences, and usually when someone says that to me, or I read an album that describes itself that way, for me that interprets itself as this is not going to be cohesive. And usually for me, for an album to work, it either needs to be strong enough to all be singles, or it needs to tell a story. How she manages to knit together all these tunes that are wildly different into being a kind of dreamlike story. It's masterful, an absolute masterpiece. So the whole album I really recommend, but that track's a standout for me. Esther with Nomad, I love her. She's from New Zealand, which is surprising. That's two in one podcast, and she's from Wellington as well. And she's not getting anywhere near enough attention yet. That tune had only had 1,500 listens on YouTube, so please get involved with her.
I love everything about it until we get to electric blue witch hop. And then we are going into a genre generator that you go onto the internet and you go, can you give me a, I'm going to put some keywords in, can you give me a genre?
You know what? It's totally right.
That is bullshit. I am sorry.
I really want to find the exact genre generator that she's found, because that is spot on.
It's an incredible amalgamation of four words. But it's not real.
It's not real. Okay. No. Okay. I'll forgive you of that one.
But, you know, but nonsense, there's a lot of stuff. Aside. Exactly. Christ, we've got, there's a president that tweets from his arse.
So we can't argue with
that. So we can
that.
Accept electric blue witch hop. Wow.
What have you got now?
Okay. This is Iola and this is Sickly Sweet.
I see your face, it makes me nervous. Didn't want to see you here. I just watch you from a distance. Who's that girl hung on your shoulder? Didn't want to see you there. I hear you laughing from the corner. I can see that you're happy now. I can see that you're happy. What's making you happy now? What's making you happy? Sickly sweet, I taste the madness. Jealousy has got me good. I'm waking up for sadness. I wish I'll never let you go. Go. I wish I'll never let you go. Go. Takes me back to where we started. Coming up like a sugar rush. Can't believe you haven't noticed. I can see that you're happy now. I can see that you're happy. Oh, are you happy now? I really hate that you're happy. Sickly sweet, I taste the madness. Jealousy has got me good. I'm waking up for sadness. I wish I'll never let you go. I wish I'll never let you go. I'm
Sparkly Sweet, and it's the second single to be revealed from Iola's debut Chrysalis EP, due for release in September. And she says in her own words, Sickly Sweet is about that horrendous stomach-dropping jealousy you feel when you see somebody you used to date happily moving on with somebody else. It's a bittersweet, physically sickening feeling I think a lot of us can relate to, that no matter how amicable that breakup is. And I think we all know that feeling. I can see Phoebe looking at my notes. What's worse is when you've been cheated on and you accidentally see photos and messages to the other person. But that's another story. And he's a wanker. And there literally is no closure for me with that one. But I see that. Look at your face. Her face is like, ooh. I see that stomach drop. There is nothing like it in this world. You feel absolutely sick. But anyway,
everyone listening will be like, yes. There's no one who's not experienced that.
And oh, it's horrible. It is the most horrible feeling. Anyway, she says she's influenced by Massive Attack, Kate Bush, 07, which totally makes sense for me in that track, especially the 07, and it certainly shines through.
I am amazed that we've had so many lovey-dovey songs, because it's unusual, but I'm very much here for it. And I feel like when I listen back to this, I'm probably going to be in the bath with a glass of wine having a PMS cry. So maybe this is what this podcast should be called, the PMS podcast.
Maybe.
But it's good, I'm here for it, and I'm really excited to hear that EP.
Do you know what I'm actually going to call it? The PMS podcast.
Recommended listening to. Serving suggestion with chocolate and wine.
Oh. Okay, next.
Now we have got Manta. I don't know how you say this. We have one of these at least every podcast. I think that this is Manta Ray Bryn, and the song is called Honey.
In that dream, spoke about honey, and on your voice, I can hear the money. You seem so sweet. Would you meet my mother? I'm not that far, only across the water. Cause just like honey, you make me melt. You creep into my sleep, then under my belt. No, look at me now, you sting so mean. God knows how, but I'm still keen.
Thank you.
just heard Honey from Manta Ray Bryn, who is currently from residing in southeast Cornwall, but Helena and I have decided that he must be from Wales originally because his name is Bryn. Just a little bit of stereotyping there. Honey explores the division between sleep and awake, and Manta Ray Bryn has said that it is desperately trying to bring an image from a dream into the real world like a forced prophecy. You cannot remain in a honey dream world when the reality is far more bitter, which again is something that I think we can all relate to. It's taken from his upcoming EP entitled Black Kemble, which is due to be released later this year, but I don't think we've yet got a date for it. He's had a good amount of BBC support, and I can see why. I think that's going to be a really quick ascent to a household name.
I love that. Absolutely love it. It's a really beautiful pop song, and it's just wonderful.
Yeah, I think that this time next year, all of the introducing stages and up-and-coming stages and King Tut's stages at festivals, that will be the name that's at the top of the bill.
Really good.
Yeah.
But we need to know how to pronounce it.
Yes, my mumbling is not quite there.
Okay, so next we've got Mini Trees, and this is Take It Back.
Peel back the layers on my skin. I am
I have had that song on repeat for like a couple of weeks now. It's the first single from Mini Trees, which is the solo project of LA-based musician Lexi Vega, who is the coolest name in the whole fucking world. It's reminiscent of the likes of First Aid Kit, and the strident vocals, courtesy of Vega, there's a kind of really surprising confidence within the song. It hits the sweet spot between naivety and strength, and it does so just kind of seamlessly. I just think it's such a good song. I actually sent it out to people. I rarely do that when I'm not, obviously not PRing it, because I unfortunately work in the realms of PR. And I actually sent it out to people and said, you've got to listen to this. So yeah,
that's the highest stamp of approval that can be given, to be honest.
It is.
I can see why. And also your comparison to First Aid Kit, that's what I can see in that for sure. It's beautiful, and I feel like of all the songs this week, that's the one I'll be coming back to the most, I think. Yeah, I really like it. It took me on a little daydream.
Yeah.
The last one for me this week is from a female duo called Sink Your Teeth, and this is Substitutes. The Substitutes, who are a female two-piece from Norwich, and they are signed to Hey Buffalo Records. They've had some big support recently from BBC Introducing. They did a BBC Introducing session that was so much fun to watch. They had a lot of fun in the studio. Helena is looking shocked here. And they've also had some support from Steve Lamack over on Six Music as well. They have a debut album of the same name, which came out at the end of June. And they kind of remind me of Brolin. I'm not sure if you are aware of them, but the same kind of synthy banger quality. I really like it, and I feel like I would go and dance to that and it would get me pumped up for the rest of the night out. But on a rare occasion that this happens, Helena fully disagrees.
I'm not into it. I'm so sorry, girls. There's something about it that reminds me of Eurovision in not a good way. And criticism just in terms of not being an arsehole, because sometimes 80% of the time I can be an arsehole. I think it's just a bit too sparse. I was saying this to Phoebe when we were listening to it. There's a sparseness in the instrumentation that makes it feel like it's incomplete for me. And that combined, it's the synths with the vocal. I feel there's really not much in between there that really gives it enough flesh, so to speak. So I feel that it's not...
No flesh to sink your teeth into.
Pretty much. Exactly. Woohoo!
Just get one pun in there.
I might put a sound effect on that one. There's just something about it. But Christ, if you're doing Six Music sessions, then you must be doing something right. But I say this, we say this time and time again. If you liked everything, it would be a bullshit existence. You know what I mean?
100%. The whole reason that people look to you for music is because you've got taste, and to have taste means you've got to reject a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's no bad thing on them.
Yeah. And there's been loads of musicians and that I've kind of rejected, or I've just gone that, and they've gone on to be stratospheric.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm pleased about that. I like being proved wrong in certain situations.
Musically.
Everything else, you can fight me.
And then okay. The other song.
So the song that we're going to go out with is Molly Sterling, Stripped Down. So the way that we do the podcast is that we end with a song, just so that it doesn't feel a bit incomplete with just some chat. But I've played the song for the first time before the end of the podcast so that Phoebe can listen to it. We've both just cried.
Just cried.
So just want to kind of explain, Molly Sterling, this took me a couple of listens. Her voice is completely unreal. And there's so many different nuances within it that I think when I first listened to it, it threw me a bit. And when I was listening in my head, I was trying to balance her vocal with the piano. And because her vocal is so identifiable and there's so much to it, then... if you've got a mixing desk, then it's almost like you just want to press the solo. You just want to mute everything else and you just want to listen to her vocal, because it's so accomplished and so interesting that you don't really need anything else to go with it. You just want it a cappella. She's a Dublin-based singer-songwriter, and it was recorded in Derry. And I saw a couple of people that I actually recognised in terms of Small Town America studios and so on. When the rest of the instrumentation comes in and it hits 3 minutes, around the 3 minute 40 mark, one of the films that I'm going to reference here that might be a bit odd. Remember when Richard De Geer takes Julia Roberts to the opera? Do you remember that?
Yes.
And it reaches the peak moment in the opera, and you can see her. She's kind of like almost trying to hold in crying. Well, it's like that it hits that moment, and it's that singer, she is conveying the most horrific heartbreak that you just can feel every ounce of it. And that emotion becomes so much that you feel your body tensing. It's just so special.
You've just described that perfectly. And I think it's so easy when you've had painful situations yourself to empathize with music that evokes that in you again. However, I feel like someone who's never experienced pain or heartbreak before could listen to that song and still feel like their heart's been ripped out. That's how incredible it is. It, right from the beginning, just the simplicity of her voice and the piano, but how raw her voice is, and the fact that the piano goes minor when you don't expect it, so it still manages to throw you even when you're so thrown already because of how pure it is. This is exceptional. It's not only my track of the week, it's my track of every week. And literally the minute that I leave you, Helena, I'm going to be putting that in through my headphones. I'm going to probably weep all the way home. This is the best ending that I've had.
That you know that that performance on that recording is what she's going to be like live.
Without doubt.
And that is what is so special about it.
Yeah. The production, it sounds like she's been sitting in the room with us and singing that just to us. Yeah. And also, if that happened, I would be a wreck. An actual wreck.
I'd love to put her on in Glasgow.
Please, can we?
Shall we?
Yeah.
Right, let's just say that
we're going to
message her.
Watch let's this space.
We've recorded it now and we're probably going to broadcast it, so we have to. We're going to go now. We'll leave you with Molly and Molly Sterling. And thank you, Phoebe.
Thank you, Helena.
Wow.
Worry about the scars around my mouth. Take a bite just to spit me out. My lovers would simply pass me down, filter the bitterness. I am open but impossible to dry my town after a hurricane has brought the rodents to the surface. I'm destroyed, isn't it obvious? Isn't it obvious? He liked to divide my spine into make me talk about how brave I felt, and now that I've been stripped down, psychedelic nomad with a hairband made of thieves, you stole. So don't worry about the scars around my mouth. Take a bite just to spit me out. My lovers would simply pass me down, filter the bitterness. I am open but impossible to draw. I'm a town after a hurricane has brought the rodents to the surface. I'm destroyed, I'm obvious. The bitterness. open but impossible to draw. I'm a town after a hurricane has brought the road into the surface. I'm destroyed, I'm obvious. Oh, I'm obvious. I'm obvious. I'm obvious. He liked to divide my spine into three. Then make me talk about how brave I felt now that I've been stripped down. Now that I've been stripped.